It's a Tuesday. What do we do on Tuesday? We do the Dial-A-Doc program. That's what we do. And we head to FHN. And joining us here today is Jennifer Thompson from FHN. Hey, Jennifer. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me. Great to talk to you. Jennifer's topic today is going to be the sports physicals, the school sports physicals. And they're going to be handled differently this year, obviously, because of the COVID thing. Jennifer, first of all, why don't we start off? Tell us a little bit about your role at FHN.
Well, I'm an athletic trainer. I'm probably most visible on the sidelines at Freeport High School, taking care of injured athletes. I also work in the rehab services department with people who have been hurt on the job, athletes who may need more time with an athletic trainer than what's available for them at their school, with recreational athletes, or the average person who is looking to get into better shape, providing one-on-one personal training.
Jennifer, you're here to talk about the school sports physicals for Freeport School System. I guess the first basic question is, are school sports going to happen this year?
Yeah, that's what we're all wondering, right? Well, the IHSA and Freeport School District are keeping a close eye on how things are developing with this pandemic and are proceeding accordingly. So I'd encourage everyone to stay up to date through the school district's communications.
And let's back up and just ask the very other basic question about sports physicals. Why are the school sports physicals important?
Well, put simply, we want to make sure our kids are healthy enough to participate in competitive sports. But they'll also get some insight and some tips into stretches or exercises, strength training that they can do to help prevent injuries.
All right, this is the time of year that sports physicals are come around now. Apparently, sports physicals going to be handled differently this year. Tell us about it.
Well, we're living in a very different time. We haven't won this battle against COVID-19. So as we move forward, we want to want to engage in activities. We have to adapt to doing so in the safest way possible for all involved. Some may know that the IHSA even discussed waiving these exams this year, but felt that if we're going to have our kids participate in athletics, then we need to maintain what's been in place to ensure they're doing so in a way that they're healthy enough to do. And as your main medical provider in this area, FHN is remaining vigilant in doing everything we can to keep our community protected. It's been a great collaboration with the Freeport School District to make sure that this event is done in a safe way.
We're talking to Jennifer Thompson, athletic trainer at FHN. We're talking about the sports physicals. Well, Jennifer, tell us how are the physicals going to be performed this year? Tell us what's going to happen.
First of all the workers are going to be screened for symptoms so that parents and athletes feel safe. We're limiting the amount of athletes that are going to be there at any given time. Only the athlete having the physical and one guardian will be allowed into the building. If the guardian chooses to stay with the athlete, they must remain with them the entire time. They won't be allowed to wait in any other part of the school. Everyone will need to wear a mask over their mouth and nose the entire time. There will be hand sanitizers available. After the athlete and guardian enter the school through the main gym, they'll pay and be given a number and will need to socially distance in the gym as they wait their turn. When their number's called, they'll be escorted to and remain in the same area until all parts of the physical are completed. And then they will leave through a separate exit than they entered. And all areas will be sanitized in between every student.
So where are the physicals going to be held and happen this year?
This year, we're going to do it at Freeport High School. We ask that when everyone arrives, they park in the west parking lot. That's the lot closest to West Street or Highway 26 between the high school and the grass field. If the parent or guardian chooses not to come in with their student, they can wait in their car in that lot. Once the athlete and potentially guardian enter in through the main gym doors on Empire Street, they will go through the process and then they'll exit through one of the doors leading to the west lot where they originally parked.
Jennifer, you also have a schedule that's out. Tell us about the schedule.
Yes. So in order to keep things limited in numbers for social distancing, we've divided up the athletes by activity. So we ask that everyone check fhn.org/sportsphysicals for details as to the time slot they should come.
And what do students have to bring with them to go through the physical?
There are three forms: an IHSA pre-participation form, a sports medicine acknowledgement and consent form, and an FHN sports physical consent form. So they'll need all three of those, which will need to be filled out and signed before they show up that evening. These can all be downloaded at fhn.org/sports physicals, and they will also need $20 in cash or check only.
And so that's the cost of the physical. Now, but FHN donates the cost of these physicals back to the school system every year, right?
Yes, and we're very happy to be able to continue to do that, especially this year with the economic struggles. Last year, Freeport was able to give back $4,600 to Freeport High School and more than $16,000 to area schools in total.
All right, so far we've been talking about the Freeport School District 145. What about the other schools in the listing area? Tell us about physicals for those systems.
Well, we haven't forgotten about them. They are being finalized, and details will be out on the website soon as these are arranged. And as always, parents can schedule a physical with their primary physician.
And where could people find out more information or check for additional details, and in particular now, the schedule for Freeport?
fhn.org/sports physicals.
All right, great. Jennifer, great information. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I can't believe it's that time of year. And boy, I hope these seasons happen. I really do. And we'll see what happens, right?
Thank you for your time this morning.
All right, Jennifer Thompson here today, athletic trainer for FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, the preceding today, brought to you by FHN.